Several members asked whether the government will consider enhancing the support measures announced in the budget. The measures in the budget have just been announced and will be implemented soon. We will need time to allow these measures to take effect and feed through the economy before we monitor their impact, assess the overall situation, and then consider what additional steps we might want to take. Nevertheless, I understand the concerns that many households and businesses have about the current situation and have decided to take the following immediate actions. First, where possible, I will bring forward the implementation of our budget measures. In particular, the $100 CDC vouchers for every Singaporean household will be disbursed by the middle of next month. This is on top of the $100 disbursed 4 months ago in December last year and will help Singaporeans with their daily expenses. The budget also included rebates for service and conservancy charges, SNCC, and utility bills. We will disburse the first tranche of SNCC rebates and USAFE rebates to eligible households this month. This will address a key cost of living component which several members asked about. To illustrate, households living in four-room HDB flats will receive $150 in USAFE rebates this month, and that's equivalent to about a full month's worth of their utility bills on average. That's the first tranche of the rebates, but the rest of the USAFE and SNCC rebates will be disbursed in the coming quarters, in July and October this year, and in January next year. So for the whole of financial year 2022, households living in four-room flats, to give an illustration, will receive about 4 months of rebates on their utility bills, and that's even accounting for the higher electricity prices, and 2.5 months of rebates on their SNCC. We also have other forms of help for households, including top-ups to the Child Development Account, EduSave account, or post-secondary education account of every Singaporean child, as well as the GST voucher in terms of cash and MediSave top-ups. We will continue to ensure that these are disbursed to Singaporeans in a timely manner. And Mr. Speaker, with your permission, I'd like to distribute a handout which will provide a schedule of the various support measures that households can expect in financial year 2022.
Please proceed.
And members may, of course, also access the handout through the SG Parliamentary MP mobile app. For businesses, I will bring forward the disbursement of the Small Business Recovery Grant. This provides up to $10,000 for SMEs most affected by COVID-19 restrictions over the past year. Most eligible businesses will be able to receive the grant by June. The recent easing up of safe management measures should also provide some additional revenue support for local businesses, especially in the retail and F&B sectors. Second, we will provide more help for lower-income households who will be more impacted during this period of higher prices. In particular, the Social Service Offices, or SSOs, will provide a minimum duration of 6 months' support for all new ComCare short- to medium-term assistance clients who apply between April and September this year. Minimum duration of 6 months' support for ComCare SMTA. Households who are already on ComCare SMTA can also have their assistance extended for at least another 3 months if they require further assistance. SSOs will continue to exercise flexibility to provide those in need with financial assistance and support. This includes providing ComCare recipients with more cash assistance during this period to cope with inflationary pressures. The COVID-19 recovery grant is also in place until the end of this year, and this will help lower to middle income households experiencing job losses or sustained income losses. And families who need help can also approach the community centres or CCs and the self-help groups. As announced at Budget 2022, I will top up the CCC ComCare Fund by $5 million over 5 years and provide a total of $12 million over 4 years to our self-help groups. These schemes complement our national schemes, bringing more help closer to residents. Third, we will do more to help the lower income groups with their public transport fares. We had earlier disbursed public transport vouchers, or PTVs, to every household that received a PTV in the last exercise, and that includes over 30,000 Comcare beneficiaries. We will do another round of disbursements this month for these Comcare recipients. So they will receive $60 of PTVs, which will roughly cover the additional fares paid by a family of four this year, arising from the fare increase last December. Besides these Comcare recipients, PTVs are also available to all households whose monthly income per member does not exceed $1,600. Applications for the PTVs are open from now to 31st of October this year, and eligible households who had already received the first voucher and who need a second voucher can also apply again. Lower income persons with disabilities who require point-to-point services to commute can also apply for the taxi subsidy scheme, which covers up to 80% of the taxi fares that they pay going to school, work, or training. This cushions them from the impact of recent fare surcharges introduced by taxi and ride-hailing app operators.